Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The only reason I became an Uber driver is the flexible work hours, which could go perfectly with my college schedule. My family was totally out of the picture when it came to my financial stability. My mom was a drug addict and I never met my dad. So, working for Uber helped me stand on my own feet. I didn't have any plans for last weekend, so I decided to make good money. I started driving at around 10 p.m. and planned on finishing up at around 2. Since most rides were going between buildings on campus, I knew I'd be able to get a lot of drives within those 4 hours. Everything went smoothly in the first few rides. I had to drive drunk college kids to their dorms. At about 1:30, I got a notification that someone had requested a ride. Looking closer, I noticed where the ride was heading. It was some random address a few towns over, much farther than I'd gone with any of my other drives that night. At the moment, this made it more appealing to accept, since the longer the ride, the more I get paid. It didn't seem like a sketchy area or anything like that, so I accepted the request. It only took me 4 to 5 minutes to get to the address where I was supposed to pick up the last passenger of the night. The man didn't have a profile picture, but his name was Rudy. It also seemed like he didn't have any rider ratings, meaning his account was either brand new or he just never used it. I made a right turn onto the street where the address was located. And as I turned around, I started to think that maybe someone pranked me. The street was completely spooky. All the houses seemed abandoned or under construction. Graffiti, broken windows, boarded up front doors. I couldn't imagine anyone possibly living there, let alone having a party there. Suddenly, I noticed a man standing at some distance. He was looking the opposite way, which felt strange. Even stranger, he started waving. Not waving at me. My car wasn't even close enough for him to be doing that. He was out on the lawn, facing across the street, just waving at nothing. I thought once I approached the final destination, I would see some newer, fancier house built on the street that I'd never seen before. I was very wrong. The house that I approached, which was behind the lawn my passenger was standing on, looked almost more broken down than the rest. I stopped the car right in front of the lawn, which is when I finally got a chance to focus on the man's frame for a brief moment. He was of average height, dressed in a black jacket and brown joggers. He was still waving, but now seeing the car headlights, he stopped and turned around. My car lights illuminated his face pretty well. And that's when I almost peed my pants. The man had a horrible face. He had a stitched-up grin spreading ear to ear. Someone performed surgery on his face, making a Mr. Smiley face forever. I wanted to drive off canceling the ride, but as soon as our eyes met, I couldn't help but stop the car. He opened the passenger side door and sat next to me. For some reason, this sent a shiver up my spine. After directing my phone to start the navigation, I decided to start a conversation. "So, you live here, huh?" "Not anymore." His voice sounded weird as he talked, retaining that grinning face. "Oh, I see." He kept staring at me with that disturbing face, and I could feel my blood freezing. I wanted to ask him what was wrong with his face, but I didn't want to do anything to piss him off. I kept on driving silently when he asked me in that same disturbing voice, "Do you mind if I eat?" Normally, I would say no, but again, I didn't want to make this guy mad. "No, that's fine. Go ahead."
"Thanks."
He took out a bundle of aluminum foil and started to unwrap his food. I couldn't see what exactly he was eating, but he was making a lot of sounds while doing so. His food was squishy and soggy. With every bite, I could hear a loud chomp that made me nauseous. Also, a foul smell of his food choked the air inside the car.
Would you mind if I rolled down the windows?
No. Go ahead.
After a disturbing moment of hearing this creepy man eat, I watched him finally finish the food. He threw the wrapper away and turned his head towards me. Now his face changed into a way scarier look. I guessed whatever he ate had too much ketchup in it, and now the red ketchup was smeared all over his toothy grin. His mouth, teeth, and hands were covered in that red, thick liquid. The man said,
"Do you have water?"
Sure. There's a bottle under your seat.
I was freaking out at this point, but somehow I managed to be calm. His destination was 15 minutes away, and I was praying to God for this night to end quickly. The man grabbed the bottle, drank some water, and then suddenly asked a question that almost stopped my heart.
"Are you scared of me?"
What?
"Does my face scare you?"
No. What is there to be scared about, sir? I'm just here to do my job.
I answered, without end of sobbing, I fear. The man moved the rearview mirror towards him, looked his face in it, and said,
"When I was a little kid, I had difficulty smiling. My mom got so angry at me as I always ruined every family photo, being the grumpy face. I remember how kids in school bullied me for being a creep. Once I turned 16, I left my house to search for something that will make me smile."
"And did you find it?"
"No, but that didn't stop me from smiling. Because I did find someone who finally put a smile on my face, which will stay like this forever."
"Is that the friend you were waving at when I came to pick you up?"
"You are not just a good driver, but also a clever boy. Yes, I came here to show my friend the perfect family picture where I could finally smile."
"Oh. What did your friend say?"
"He was proud of his work. In fact, you've been so nice to me. Do you want to see the picture too? I would love to show you."
Not knowing what to say, I remained silent. The man slowly took out his phone from his jacket pocket and showed me his perfect family photo. I will never forget what I saw. It was a selfie taken inside a house. An old woman was lying dead on the couch. Her mouth was wide open like she died in terrible shock, and this man was crouched down to her level, looking at the camera, flaunting his big grin.
"I took this with my mother today. I am so happy that my smiling face was the last thing she saw before leaving this world. My friend did a good job, didn't he? Now I can smile all the time. All the freaking time. Everyone will call me the smiling man."
I couldn't talk anymore. I just felt my body shutting down in fear. My vision got blurry, and I passed out while driving the car. I woke up 2 hours later in the hospital. A truck driver found my car crashed into a tree on the side of the road. Luckily, I had no injury, which seemed surprising to the cops as well as the doctors. None of them found a man that matched my description. When I think about that night, I get a lot of doubts that it was real. Did I really pick up Rudy, the smiling man?
I was returning home from a horrible Tinder date. The guy was boring as hell, and I drank too much to sit through the date. I booked myself an Uber and was waiting at the stranded street for it to arrive. After a long search, my app dinged with the name Bill. The car arrived within 3 minutes. I jumped in the back, buckled up, and we set off to my destination. 4 water bottles were placed in a cooler pack in the middle seat along with a tray of snacks. I loved when drivers did this. I was going to give them 5 stars, especially after a night of drinking. Those water bottles were a godsend. I dug through the pile of snacks and plopped a blue Jolly Rancher in my mouth. "Hey, Bill, you got any good tunes?" He didn't respond. Surely he heard me, or maybe I was drunk and slurring. I piped up again, this time louder, and after clearing my throat. Bill, excuse me. He looked at me through the rearview mirror. "Oh, yeah, yeah." He proceeded to turn on the radio. A country song that's overplayed squeaked through the speakers. But Bill was acting fidgety, so I figured I'd just ride this out. It wouldn't be much longer till I was home. After a few minutes of awkward silence, Bill finally began to speak up. "You've been drinking tonight?" I twiddled my thumbs and looked out the side window. I was so tired and just wanted to curl up in my bed. I replied, "Yeah, just a few drinks." His creepy eyes stared at me through the rearview mirror. A sick smile appeared on his face. I could tell that he was trying to catch a glimpse of me without me noticing. He spoke up again. This time, a grin spread across his face. "What did you all drink tonight?" "I had a tequila sunrise, old-fashioned, and a few glasses of champagne." He sat up in his seat, one arm still on the wheel. Those deep brown eyes kept flickering at me in the rearview mirror. Almost every couple of seconds, he started to pry. "You drink tequila often?"
Sometimes. Depends on my mood."
"You drunk tonight?" Now, it started to make me feel uncomfortable. I didn't want to drive home myself, so one could assume that I was, at best, tipsy. Why was he asking me questions of my level of coherence? I kept my eyes focused out the window because I was getting creeped out by the accidental eye contact.
"Oh, no, I'm just a little buzzed."
"You want to be drunk, though? I have a bottle of tequila back there." I stared down at my phone. Just 3 more minutes till I was home.
No thanks, I'm good."
He had both hands on the steering wheel now. He was gripping it tightly and rubbing his hands against the leather. This nervous feeling rose in my gut. And I know that they say never to ignore your gut feelings. But I was already in the car with this guy. I was a few minutes from my house. What was I supposed to do? I sat there and kept my eyes glued to the window. Perhaps if I didn't show any interest in conversations with him, he would just get me home without suggesting anything inappropriate.
"So, you're done partying for the night, huh? Responsible."
I let out a short chuckle and agreed with him.
"Yeah, done for the night."
"Well, help yourself to the water. I have plenty."
My heart started to slow, and I realized that he was just trying to earn that 5-star review by being accommodating. Maybe he was just trying to be nice. I grabbed the water bottle and twisted the lid off and took a couple gulps. I saw the turn from my street up ahead and a rush of relief washed over me. That is, until he passed it. That's right, he completely passed my street. I sat up in my seat, screwed the lid back on the water bottle and spoke up.
That was my street that you just passed."
Silence. Again, I spoke up loud of his time.
"You passed my street."
What he said in return made my heart jump into my throat.
"I know.
I need you to turn back. My house is back. Shut up! I sank back in my seat as panic set in. My voice was shaking, and I'll admit, I was beginning to freak out. What's going on? What are you doing? He didn't answer. He kept driving faster as sweat broke down the nape of his neck. Again, I tried to muster up the strength to grab my phone from under the seat when I heard loud sirens of cop cars following us. I tried to keep my eyes open and my body's balanced. Where was he taking me? Why are the cops following him? I didn't need to ponder his actions for too long, because I saw what he was speeding from. Red and blue flashing lights. Stop the car! Just sit there, you witch. I'm not getting arrested tonight. What? Who are you? Why are the cops following you? You talk too much. Saying this, he suddenly turned around and punched me so hard that my vision started to blur. That's when I saw another cop car coming from the opposite side of the road, blocking the Uber. The car came too close, and a loud gunshot took place. Bill pressed the brakes too hard, and with the sound of tires screeching, I fainted in the back seat. When I came to my senses, I found myself lying on the hospital bed. Two cops came in to talk to me, and what I found out from them scarred me for life. The shocking part was that my Uber driver wasn't an Uber driver at all. Bill, the poor Uber driver, was murdered long before I was picked up. The guy that had been driving me was a man named Trevor, who had murdered Bill after robbing him on the highway. Bill had been dead for 18 hours, leaving Trevor a trail of three different girls to be picked up under the guise of Bill. All three girls were brutally murdered at the hands of Trevor. By the time he had picked me up, the authorities had caught on. They were able to trace the GPS attached to Bill's Uber app, which is how they were able to trap Trevor the way they did. I don't know what or who tipped off the authorities, but I'm so thankful that the game of cat and mouse ended with me safe and sound. I feel horrible for those girls that didn't make it, and I can't even comprehend how scared they must have felt. The true weight of the situation was revealed when I turned on the news the next morning. The headline story talked about the three girls who were murdered, but the description of how they were found is what made my stomach heave in disgust. All three girls had refiling in their system. They found that there was a high quantity of the drug in a tequila bottle found in the car. Also, six bottles of water found in the back seat. Each had high levels of the drug. That's right, the water bottle that I drank from. That explains why I became so out of it. Again, I thought I was being responsible. Little did I know. Each girl had their ears, nose, and lips cut off. Based on blood analysis, the girls were alive during this. It still haunts me to think about what would have happened to me if the authorities hadn't found me. I'd be mutilated in a ditch right now. As they said, I dodged a bullet, all in the name of responsibility. For now, I'm just thanking my lucky stars that several good people saved my life from one bad person.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All of mine shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call pound 250 and say keyword care. That's care to pound 250.